Morning, Senator.
Yes, sir. This is FAA calling from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir.
We had a gentleman call about 8:35 this evening to report a low-level craft about tree level, and what he thought he saw was like a ball of fire, and also associated with it was a loud whine. And there seemed to be something from the, like an exhaust, like a jettison booster.
Yes.
And he said as it moved from east to west, it was just about treetop level. And we had the police check it out, and they thought possibly it was a low-flying aircraft may have crashed, you know, because of the redness of the booster effect, I guess.
Right.
I have the gentleman that his name and his telephone number now, if you want to call it.
Yes, sir, we would.
Okay, now the gentleman reporting it, his name is...
Thank you very much.
Okay, sir.
We're reporting, Senator.
This is Harrisburg, Pennsylvania calling.
Yes.
My name is, I'm a police officer here in Susquehanna Township.
Yes, sir.
I understand that you want any reporting of flying saucers or anything similar to that.
Yes, sir.
Okay, what information do you want?
Well,
we got a report and a drawing from a young boy of 7 years old and also the father of what is similar to a flying saucer.
Yes. Okay, we'd like to have their name and address, or phone number.
Okay, their phone number is...
And what time was that?
That was at 8:35 p.m. of the Eastern Standard Time.
8:35, okay. All right, sir, we'll get in contact with them.
Okay, do you want their name?
Okay.
All right, the man's name is...
All right, sir, we sure appreciate this. We'll contact them and see what they got.
Right, well, I'm at the house right now. We thought maybe it was a plane down or something like that. What they're describing is, big ball of fire and that stuff. And then they come up with a photograph. It's similar to a flying saucer, what we've read and, seen about. And FAA said to more or less get a hold of you.
Okay. Well, I tell you what we'll do. We'll call back. Is that phone clear now?
As soon as I hang up, I'm at their house right now.
Okay. Then we'll give them a call back.
Good enough, sir.
Thank you very much.
What was the name of this place, sir?
UFO Reporting Center.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
This is the UFO Reporting Center calling.
Right.
I wonder if we could get a description of what happened there tonight.
Okay, at approximately 8:35.
Uh-huh.
Hang on. Somebody might talk to you. At approximately 8:35, my wife and son heard a whining noise going over the top of our house, heading in an east-west direction.
Uh-huh.
And it was following a new expressway that we were having built across our area. Now, my wife only heard the whining. I was in the house, and my son started hollering and calling for me. So I ran out approximately 300 feet down the driveway onto a main road where there are no trees to obstruct the view.
Yes.
I saw a ball of red fire with a trail, like a vapor trail in a jet, only red, like there was red residue coming out of it.
Uh-huh.
It was heading due west. It was not dropping or gaining altitude, and it was not wavering left or right, north or south.
Yes.
Okay. I thought it could have been a booster or perhaps a plane in trouble, but my wife said that... she heard this whining noise, but she was under the trees and didn't get a look at it. And all I saw was the ball going forward. But now my son said that it was right above the treetops, and he saw it. And I said, well, what kind of airplane was it? He says, it wasn't an airplane. It was a ship. Now, he said, okay, well, if you think that's what it was, you go in the house and draw a picture of it yourself. So he did, and then through his explanation to me of his picture, he's 7.5 years old,
uh-huh.
I drew what would be, starting off with a circle, a total ball, putting a nose cone on the one end of it, and 3 jet engines on the other end of it. Then you would have 1 foot pod, kind of like the space shuttles and stuff that land in the sand.
Yes.
A foot pod in the back and 2 foot pods on the front About a third of the way back from the on the nose cone.
Okay.
He said that underneath, between the 3-foot pods, there was a purple light.
On each one?
No, between the three.
Oh, between
pods.
The three, okay.
Okay, now, there was a red exhaust of some type coming out of it. And the top of the ball, in this top center, had like a window in it, because it was right it went right above him, and it just traveled straight on out over our land, across the main road, across Hack, which is a community college, and then out across the river. It was traveling about the speed of a normal passenger jet, because we have lived in a flight path before, and I have been in Civil Air Patrol.
Yes.
I thought it was a booster because of that, but it just kept right on going straight instead of falling. He said that since it was treetop high or slightly above, that it looked like it was as big as a car, which I would say 15 or 20 feet long.
Yes.
So I asked him to go in and draw what he wanted and what he had seen, and I made my own sketches from his, for the policeman here. Immediately when I got in the house, talked to my wife, found out all the information I could gather, and called the flight tower at our nearest airport in case there was a plane down, because, I mean, a burning plane or something like that, a child can see things.
Right.
But they said there is no such animal in our area, and there have been no flight class tasks planned over our area.
Okay, so, now when you watched the object, did you watch it until it disappeared in the distance?
Yes, it totally disappeared in the distance. It was going slow. It wasn't going like one of the fighter jets. It was going the speed of one of the passenger jets.
Okay.
And it took about a minute to a minute and a half to disappear out in the horizon due west.
Uh-huh.
We have a mountain range to go over, and the trail just kept right on going right out over the mountain range.
Okay. Is Hannity?
That is... Oh,
okay.
I'll get him here. Hang on.
Hello? Hi.
How are you tonight?
Good.
Let's hear you saw something in the sky.
Yes.
Okay. Right from the beginning, when you first saw it or heard about it, would you describe exactly everything that you can?
It was flying over the treetops, and I went to go get my dad. He came, we ran up the driveway.
Uh-huh.
We went to the other side of the road. It looked like it went down, but it didn't. It was going straight, and like flame was coming out the back of it.
Uh-huh.
And, I can't explain what it looked like. You'll have to get my dad to do that.
Yeah, he did. Okay, did you hear the sounds that your mom and dad heard?
Yeah.
Okay. And everything that you have described to your dad and how it was made and constructed, that was just about it?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever seen one of these before?
No.
Okay. Can I talk to your daddy again?
Okay.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Are you?
Yes.
Okay.
The little fellow, he's 7 and a half, and approximately 5 to 6 months ago, he was used by the police in another township in identifying a person who was molesting the children.
Uh-huh.
He had identified the car, the color, and described the person driving. And they said that it corresponded with everything that was told by other people and parents. So, as far as his description goes, if it weren't for something like that, you know, I would have just discounted it and left it go. But since he has been, even in school and out at home, fairly reliable as far as his visual contact.
Right.
I mean, I didn't see anything except a red ball, like the rear end of a rocket or a booster, and it just kept disappearing directly away from me.
Right.
If it had fallen, you know, I figure it's something that was wrecked. something blew up. What? It had an awful loud whine, she says, like a turbine.
Okay. Did that, was the whine steady or did it fluctuate?
Was it steady or did it fluctuate? Totally steady.
Okay, very good. Okay, Mr. We have an extensive questionnaire which is keyed to our data bank program.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if you and your son and wife could get together and fill one of these in for us.
Definitely.
Okay, beautiful.
Oh, and I'm supposed to tell you that he's an A student in art. Whatever he draws is usually what it looks like.
Okay, then this is what makes him a good observer.
Right.
Right. That's a rarity with people.
Uh-huh.
Okay, sir, is there anything else you'd like to add to that?
No, there isn't. I simply had heard that the Federal Aeronautics Board is finally releasing the word that there is reports on things that they cannot count other than UFO.
Uh-huh.
Now, they had been holding it back. Is there any information available that the public could get on these kind of reports?
Okay, there are two organizations in this country that put out excellent publications.
Uh-huh.
Would you like me to send you their name and address?
Yes, I would, along
okay.
with the questionnaire.
Okay, very good. And then there is also one foreign publication, which is a very professional, slick magazine, which also is an excellent mm-hmm. publication, which comes out in Great Britain. I'll include that also.
All right. No, I've never had any contact with this. I mean, I've seen jets so low that I could see the man, his helmet, and see him waving to me.
Right.
Okay, a little fella told my wife that it was so low, you know, treetop high.
Okay.
That he thought it was going to land down in the woods, which is the Harrisburg Area Community College. But it just, when he ran for me and I ran outside, it was just continuing straight. And it just, the vapor trail just barely made it over the top of the mountain.
Okay. Very good. All right, sir. Well, we sure appreciate your taking time to talk to us, and we'll get that information in the mail right away.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.